Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney and this is the evening news. Traffic forecasts won't come until tomorrow, but we can already predict a very complicated weekend for the SNCF. A strike notice was submitted by Sudrail and the CGT after the failure of negotiations with management yesterday evening. The unions denounced the non-compliance of the conflict exit agreement, which was signed last Christmas. This call for a strike comes at a bad time, right at the start of the school holidays in Zone A, which joins Zone C. Within this context, the CEO of the SNCF, Jean-Pierre Farandou, calls on the unions to think about not penalizing travelers. Also in the news, the family of Robert Badinter does not wish the presence of the RN and the Insoumis tomorrow during the national tribute which will be paid to the former Minister of Justice. "We will respect this wish," says Marine Le Pen. A national tribute from which a part of the French are excluded is no longer a national tribute, says Jean-Luc Mélenchon. The Insoumis assures that they will be represented. After London and Washington, Paris in turn adopts sanctions against settlers who are guilty of violence in the West Bank. 28 individuals are targeted by an administrative ban from French territory, indicates the Quai d'Orsay. The Town Hall of Paris will take the matter to the LFP and to the courts after the insults that were heard at the Parc des Princes. Anne Hidalgo was targeted by some of the spectators present last Saturday at the PSG-Lille match. Banners, but also insulting slogans, were heard following the disagreement between the mayor of Paris and the PSG. The ultra-Parisiens criticize Anne Hidalgo for her refusal to sell the Parc des Princes to the PSG. And then you may not know his face, but you have surely already heard his voice. We learned this afternoon of the death of Alain Dorval, who is the French voice of Sylvester Stallone and father of Minister Aurore Berger. The actor passed away last night after a long battle with cancer. He was 77 years old. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.